بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ونبي نجيح عمرو بن عبسة السلمي رضي الله تعالى عنه قال كنت وأنا في الجاهلية أظن أن الناس على ضلالة وأنهم ليسوا على شيء وهم يعبدون الأوثان. The Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by the name of Amr bin Abasa رضي الله تعالى عنه, in this very lengthy hadith he explains, he says, when I was in the period of ignorance, I believed that the people were misguided. They were astray. And they were not following any proper religion. They were worshipping idols. So they had no basis for what they were doing. I knew they were wrong. فَسَمِعْتُ بِرَجُلٌ بِمَكَّةَ يُخْبِرُ أَخْبَارًا. Then I heard of some man in Mecca who was mentioning things of the past. فقعدت على راحلتي, I sat on my conveyance, فقدمت عليه, I proceeded to visit, to meet him. Who was this man? فإذا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم مستخفيا جراء عليه قومه, and I found out that this person was the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. He was working very secretly, and his people were opposing him. Now this is the beginning days of Islam. This is in Mecca. So Amr bin Abasa radiallahu anhu hears about this person who claims to be a Nabi. He goes to check him and see what he is talking about, what he is preaching. And when he goes, he finds Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the initial days of Mecca, was giving da'wah very, very secretly, because we know his people were opposing him. فتلطفت حتى دخلت عليه بمكة. Very diplomatically and quietly and secretly I entered without any person realizing. So I entered Mecca. فقلت له ما أنت. And finally I meet Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. I asked him, what are you? قال أنا نبي. He said, I am a Nabi. I'm a messenger. قلت وما نبي. I asked him, what's a Nabi? قال أرسلني الله. Allah سبحانه وتعالى sent me. قلت وبأي شيء أرسلك. With what message did Allah send you? قَالَ أَرْسَلَنِي بِسِلَةِ الْأَرْحَامِ وَكَسْرِ الْأَوْثَانِ وَأَيُّ وَحَّدَ اللَّهُ لَا يُشْرَقُ بِهِ شَيْءٍ. Rasulullah SAW replied that Allah Ta'ala sent me to command people to join ties, not to break family relationships, and to destroy the idols, and that only Allah should be worshipped, and no partners should be associated with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. قلت فمن معك على هذا. So then I asked him that who else is following you on this deen of yours. قال حر وعبد. He says one free man and a slave. ومعه يومئذ أبو بكر وبلال رضي الله عنهما. And at that time with Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم there was Abu Bakr who was the free man, وبلال, and Bilal who was a slave. So these two people were with Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. قلت إني متبعك. So immediately I felt this is the right person, he is the Nabi of Allah, and I requested Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and I said, I'm going to follow you. قال إنك لن تستطيع ذلك يومك هذا. ألا ترى حالي وحال الناس. Rasulullah told him, no, you won't be able to do so in these days of yours now. Don't you see my condition and the condition of people? We are being opposed, tortured. People are, the enemy are hurting us, insulting us. Now is not the right time. ولكن ارجع إلى أهلك. Go back to your family. فإذا سمعت بي قد ظهرت فأتني. When you hear that now I have become dominant, then you come to me. So this is not the right time for you to come now. Later when you see that now we have now flourished and we have now grown in strength, then you come to me. قال فذهبت إلى أهلي. I went back to my people. وقدم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم المدينة. After some time Rasulullah then went to Medina. حتى قدم نفر من أهل المدينة. When some of my people, a group of people from my family, they came from Medina. فقلت ما فعل هذا الرجل الذي قدم المدينة. So I inquired of them, what's this man who has come to Medina? What is he doing? What's his condition? فقالوا الناس إليه سراع. People are rushing towards him. So people are now embracing his deen, they are going to him, they are supporting him. وَقَدْ أَرَادَ قَوْمُهُ قَتْلُهُ. Whereas his own people had intended to assassinate and kill him in Makkah. فَلَمْ يَسْتَطِيعُ ذَلِكَ. So they were unable to do so, and Rasulullah has now come to Medina Munawwara. فَقَدِمْتُ الْمَدِينَةِ. Immediately I proceeded to Medina. فَدَخَلْتُ عَلَيْهِ. I went and met Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. فَقُلْتُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ أَتَعْرِفُنِي. I said, oh Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, do you recognize me? Now this is after a few years. قال نعم. نبي كريم said, yes. أنت الذي لقيتني بمكة. You were the one who met me in Mecca. قال فقلت يا رسول الله. So I said, oh Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, أخبرني عما علمك الله وأجهله. Please teach me that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taught you and which I am ignorant of. So he wanted to learn about deen now. He had embraced Islam. He was a believer. But Rasulullah told him to come now only when Islam had grown in strength, and now to follow Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in all the teachings. The first thing he asked, أَخْبِرْنِي عَنِ الصَّلَاةِ. So he knew about salat. He said, please tell me more about salat. قَالَ صَلِّي صَلَاةِ الصُّبْحِ. Read Fajr Salah. ثُمَّ اقْصُرْ عَنِ الصَّلَاةِ حَتَّى تَرْتَفِعَ الشَّمْسُ قِيدَ رُمْحٍ. He says, then after reading salat, Fajr Salat, do not read any salat then. Hold back from salat, restrain from salat, until the sun rises the length of a spear. And that is the time for Ishraq. In other words, after sunrise, like plus minus, we say 12 minutes, ki the rumhin, when the sun, if you look at the sun, the horizon, as the sun is rising, the eye will show you that it has now risen one spear's length. فَإِنَّهَا تَطْلُعُ حِينَ تَطْلُعُ بَيْنَ قَرْنِي شَيْطَانِ. And why you should not perform salat at sunrise time? Because the sun, when the sun is rising, Rasulullah said, it is rising between the two horns of shaitan. The mufassirin explain, the commentators explain, the sharifin explain, that this means, some of them say literally, shaitan, what he does, he stands in front of the sun. So the sun now is rising between the two horns of shaitan, or the two sides of shaitan. At this time, as the hadith says, وَحِينَ إِذٍ يَسْجُدُ لَهَا الْكُفَّارُ. The disbelievers, many of them who worship the sun, they make sajda to the sun at the sunrise time. So when the sun is rising and these people are making sajda, shaitan stands in front of the sun, it is as though those people are making sajda to shaitan. And other ulama have explained, it is that time when shaitan gains some authority and power, and he's the other shayateen that are with him, and that's the time they're creating a lot of mischief. So therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, at sunrise time, one should not perform any salat, do not make any sajda. ثم صلي فإن الصلاة مشهودة محظورة حتى يستقل الظل بالرمح ثم اقصر عن الصلاة فإنه حينئذ تستر جهنم. Then Rasulullah tells him that then you read salat. Of course, it's now zuhur time, and until the shadow becomes one spear length, and then Rasulullah said it is the time for when angels are present there. So at the time of salat, the angels are also present when we're reading salat. And Nabi Kareem said, ثُمَّ اقْصُرْ عَنِ الصَّلَاةِ. Then hold back from salat. فَإِنَّهُ حِينَ إِذٍ تُسْجَرُ جَهَنَّمُ. This is the time when Jahannam is kindled, the fire of Jahannam is kindled. فإذا أقبل الفيء فصلي فإن الصلاة مشهودة محظورة حتى تصلي العصر. Then Rasulullah said, then you should read Salatul Asr. And again, the word fay here actually means that after, at the time of Zawal, we look at the sun. So the shade of the sun, the shadow of the sun, when it reaches, this is called fay. When it now, when the sun is now declining, at that time, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, it's after Zuhr now, we are moving now towards Asr. When the sun is now declining, then it is time for Asr. You read Asr Salat. ثُمَّ اقْصُرْ عَنِ الصَّلَاةِ حَتَّى تَغْرُبَ الشَّمْسِ. You can read Asr Salat right till the sun is setting. When the sun is setting again, فَإِنَّا تَغْرُبُ بَيْنَ قَرْنِي شَيْطَانِ. Again, it is setting now between the two horns of shaitan. وَحِينَ إِذٍ يَسْجُدُ لَهَا الْكُفَّارِ. So many disbelievers are now making sajda to shaitan at that time, because they are praying to the, they are making sajda to the sun. So therefore, at these times, it is not permissible for us to read salat, sunrise, sunset, and even zawal time. قَالَ فَقُلْتُ يَا نَبِيَ اللَّهِ. So I said, O Messenger of Allah, فَالْوُضُوءُ حَدِّثْنِي عَنْهُ. And tell me about wudu. فَقَالَ مَا مِنْكُمْ رَجُلٌ يُقَرِّبُ وَضُوءَهُ فَيَتَمَضْمَضُ وَيَسْتَنْشِقُ فَيَسْتَنْثِرُ إِلَّا خَرَّتْ خَطَايَا وَجْهِهِ مِنْ أَطْرَافِ لِحْيَتِهِ مَعَ الْمَاءِ ثُمَّ يَغْسِلُ يَدَيْهِ إِلَى الْمِرْفَقَيْنِ إلا خرت خطايا يديه من أنامله مع الماء ثم يمسح رأسه إلا خرت خطايا رأسه من أطراف شعره مع الماء ثم يغسل قدميه إلى الكعبين إلا خرت خطايا رجليه من أنامله مع الماء فإن هو قام فصلى فحمد الله تعالى وأثنى عليه ومجده بالذي هو له أهل وفرغ قلبه لله تعالى إلا انصرف من خطيئته كهيئته يوم ولادته أمه. Rasul says that when any one of you brings his wudu water closer, in other words, he now is making ablution, he's performing wudu, and he gargles his mouth thoroughly, and he puts water into the nostrils, and he clears his nostrils. When he does that, then, and when he washes his face, the sins of his face, then they fall off fall off the face as he is making wudu. When the water has now left the ends of his beard, so as the water now falls off his face, at that time all the minor sins that he committed with his face, with his eyes, etc., all those sins, they fall off. Then he washes his hands till his elbows, including his elbows. When he does that, when he washes his hands, then all the minor sins, they flow off from his fingertips. As the water falls off, then the minor sins also fall off. Then he makes masa of the head, and when he does so, then all the sins of his head, they fall off when he makes masa of his hair. Then he washes his feet, right till his, including his ankles. When he does so, then all the sins of the feet, they also fall off, and they flow out of his body when the water flows off his body. Then Rasul says, then this person now after making wudu, when he stands, he makes salat, he praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how Allah ta'ala ought to be praised, and he empties his heart for the sake of Allah. In other words, he reads salat with full devotion. His mind is not occupied with anything else. His mind, his heart is occupied only with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he does so, then after completing his salat, his sins are all, they come off his body, all the minor sins, and it is as though the day when his mother gave birth to him, and all his sins are forgiven. When the person performs salat, then of course he makes tawbah also. So because he makes tawbah, and some ulama say that all his major sins, because he has made tawbah, the major sins also are now forgiven. So for major sins, one has to make sincere tawbah. Nonetheless, with making wudu and performing salat, all the minor sins of this person is now all forgiven. And this is the beauty of our wudu, our salat. That every single salat we're reading, every time we're making wudu, all the sins we committed with our limbs, all those sins are forgiven. فحدث عمرو بن عبس بهذا الحديث أبا أمامة صاحب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. So عمر بن عبس رضي الله عنه was a Sahabi. He mentioned this hadith to another Sahabi of رسول الله أبو أمامة. فقال له أبو أمامة, أبو أمامة رضي الله عنه then questions him, يا عمرو بن عبس, انظر ما تقول, be careful what you are saying. في مقام واحد يعطى هذا الرجل. You just in one sitting, in one occasion, this person who you mentioned, he makes wudu in this way, and so much of his sins are all forgiven, and he reads salat, so much of sins are forgiven, he's getting so much of reward, just in one instance. فقال عمر يا أبا أمامة لقد كبرت سني ورق عظمي واقترب أجلي. He says, I'm gone very old now. My bones have become weak. My time is coming closer. وَمَا بِحَاجَةٌ أَنْ أَكْذِبَ عَلَى اللَّهِ تَعَالَى وَلَا عَلَى رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ وَسَلَمْ. There's no need for me now to speak a lie against Allah and Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. I heard this from Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. This is what Rasulullah said. In other words, Abu Umama is just checking to see that in one sitting he got this hadith from Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, so much of information. Then Amr bin Abbas says, رضي الله عنه says, لو لم أسمعه من رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إلا مرة أو مرتين أو ثلاثة. If I did not hear this hadith from Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم once, or twice, in fact three times, حَتَّى عَدَّ سَبْعَ مَرَّاتِ. He says, in fact seven times I heard Rasulullah mention in hadith, مَا حَدَّثُ أَبَدًا بِهِ. If I didn't hear it seven times, I would not have mentioned this hadith. وَلَكِنِّي سَمِعْتُ أَكْثَرَ مِنْ ذَلِكَ. The reality is I've heard it more than seven times from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and therefore I'm mentioning this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us, we make dua to Allah ta'ala, give us tawfiq of reading our salat, making our wudu correctly. See how important it is to gargle the mouth, to rinse the nostrils, and to clean whatever mucus is in our nose, to wash our faces properly, to make our salat with khushu and wudu in the proper times. Many times we find when the sun is setting, then we are reading asr salat. It's incorrect. And at sunrise time, let us be patient. A few seconds, few minutes more, let us follow the times, inshallah. We have the times on the board also. We should not be hasty. Read the salat at the right time. Otherwise, we'll be reading salat and prostrating to shaitan. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not want us to do. May Allah give all of us tawfiq and hidayat. We read our five times salat of menfolk, with jamaat in the masjid, and women folk at home. Wa akhir da'wana, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen. Subhanallah. Just stuff.